Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and happy Friday. Welcome to another edition of the Fall River Public Schools podcast for the Fine Performing Arts Program. Today, I am with Miss Sam McCauley, who is a long-lasting student of ours in the arts department. I've known Sammy since she was in sixth grade at Talbot. Seventh grade at Talbot. And so we've become very close and always see each other in the halls and talk in art class. And so I wanted to bring Sammy in today to talk to us about her experiences with our program and kind of what it's shaped her into becoming as a young adult looking at schools and, you know, thinking about her future. So hi, Sammy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a bit sick, so my voice may be a little raspy, but that's fine.
All right. That's fine. It makes for an interesting voice. So I wanted to ask you today a little bit about your, let's say, middle school experience in the arts here with Fall River Public Schools. What do you remember about art in middle school?
I remember that. It was very nice. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I believe I had Miss Cabral
for
both years of middle school.
Okay.
It was a lot of drawing and stuff. Uh-huh. I do remember. I still have my portfolio that I had made.
Oh, good.
Eighth grade portfolio, specifically.
Do you remember looking back at the portfolio at all recently?
Oh, I always look back every so often.
Yeah.
When I find that portfolio in my dresser drawer.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of interest in work from back then. You know, it was very... it was me exploring different mediums and such.
Nice.
And seeing what I can make on paper with the assignments we had.
Okay. What was one of your favorite assignments in middle school? Think about that, because there were a lot of them.
Yeah, there were a lot. I do remember we were making Oriental dragons.
Okay.
You know, it's drawing out Oriental dragons
mm-hmm.
onto this poster and having a sort of cutout around it.
Yeah.
And mine, it was very complicated because I drew all the scales and
mm-hmm.
stuff for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out, you know, a little raunchy, but that's how middle school works.
Okay.
And
so your skills weren't there yet, but you like the assignment.
But I still have it. It's laminated.
Nice.
It's very nice.
Okay. Now, I remember in Talbot, you, in 7th and 8th grade, and now in 6th too, did a lot that tied to what you were learning in social studies. Do you remember that? Like, you're mentioning the influence of the Chinese art, and do you remember doing African art?
Yes, I do remember, we did, totems.
Yep.
I believe.
Yeah.
I do remember mine. It was related to a game called Five Nights at Freddy's, you know, with certain characters in it.
Yeah.
Like they had like a fox, a bear,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was very interesting. That's another piece I was thinking about when I was thinking back to my favorite pieces.
Yep.
Cause it was something where you take the paper, fold it in half, like you did a pencil sketch on one side, like enough graphite,
mm-hmm.
so that when you fold it in half and you kind of smooth it out,
mm-hmm.
it would transfer to the other side, and then you could outline that.
Right.
That was one of my favorite techniques that has carried me into my later years,
right.
which I've used it to help a little bit in some drawings.
Right, because you can use it, just identify that line of symmetry, and then you replicate, right, using the graphite. What about, do you remember doing Egypt?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
We made a little, what was it? There's a sarcophagus where
mm-hmm.
we wrote some, in like another piece, like in a circle where we wrote some hieroglyphics.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant something to
right.
us.
Using symbols to identify.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was very pretty. I added some color to mine.
Nice. What was your medium of choice in middle school?
I did favor crayons. You know, I did a lot with colored pencils, but I did like crayons and colored pastels. You know, we don't use a lot of oil pastels
mm-hmm.
Nowadays, but I still think they're very interesting material
mm-hmm.
with the way they gunk up on paper.
We use them a lot in elementary school now.
Oh, yeah. I do remember back to my elementary school years. Yeah. I didn't live out here in Fall River.
Right.
But I do remember a lot of oil pastels. It was okay. Very fun.
Good, good. So then you venture off into high school land. You come to Durfee, and you take what classes in the arts?
Well, I've taken a few different art classes. I've taken ceramic. Mm-hmm. I've taken sculpture. Mm-hmm. I haven't taken a lot of 2D art classes.
Okay.
They've been more in the 3D sector.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done like a visual design and mm-hmm. stuff, which is more so like work with the computer and stuff, like graphics.
Yep. Did you have Miss Lauer?
I had Miss Lauer, Mr. Raymond Medeiros, uh-huh. and Mr. Gagnon.
Yep. Great. Awesome. And so you've really kind of taken the road of three-dimensional work mm-hmm. and the building of stuff. So tell me about your dual love of art and engineering.
I've always been very
intrigued by the two.
Yes, and I've also been very, like, I'm a problem solver. You know, I kind of mm-hmm. get it from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Where I just I've loved math. I love mm-hmm. solving things mm-hmm. and stuff. And so engineering and, like, building things mm-hmm. is a very, it's like math in a way.
Yeah.
Where it's sort of the way to combine things to build, to make a structure of sorts
mm-hmm.
that not only can stand itself, it can also convey a message.
Nice.
And so it's very nice to do that mm-hmm. in things like my sculpture classes.
Yeah.
And also in things like my visual design class, where I can make
mm-hmm.
Different things from posters and banners, mm-hmm. business cards,
mm-hmm.
To even drawings and animations in
mm-hmm.
those class
mm-hmm.
that are not only convey different messages,
right.
but they're also very structural. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it takes a lot of understanding to work through the process of them.
Right. So I love what you're saying right now, because that really builds off of what we do when we plan tasks around the design process. So your teachers in the art department and in the, I'm sure, engineering department work through that design process. Do you remember seeing like a visual for that in any of your classrooms?
Oh, yeah. I remember in freshman year, I did take a Project Leads the Way class,
mm-hmm.
and it was a very problem solving based on mm-hmm. the
design process.
Design process.
Yep.
Yes.
And so you work on the ideation of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
The plan, and then you work on prototypes and building and brainstorming, mm-hmm. right? And then you revise your plan according to. Is it functional? Does it work? Does it move? Does it send the message I want to convey? And then you revise and then you review, and then there you are back at the start again, right? So when you had sculpture one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I had that sophomore year.
Yeah. And what do you remember one of your favorite projects from there?
We did a few different things. I'll say one of my favorite is working with paper mache. I'd made a paper mache Furby piggy bank.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks, if you don't like Furbies, it looks horrendous.
Okay.
But I love Furbies.
Yeah.
I have a collection of the 1998, all sorts of the animatronic Furbies and stuff.
Okay.
It's very lovely, mm-hmm. you know.
It must be lovely.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Furbies. So you built the Furby.
Mm-hmm.
Did it work out right away, or did you have to kind of go back to the drawing board?
Well, I'll say the design process is throughout most of my work. You know, when I'm mm-hmm. working on things,
mm-hmm.
whether it's in visual design or sculpture, it's always that you make a rough draft, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I plan to make. You start to build it, and you go, okay, something is or is not working.
Yeah.
What can I do to fix it, right? And then you continue until you get a final product. And if it doesn't turn out the way you want, you can restart. You can use the materials you were already using.
Mm-hmm.
For my papier-mâché Furby, the assignment was to make a piggy bank, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people went towards the pig route, you know, the classic pig piggy bank, right?
Right.
I want something a little more bizarre and something a little more fun. Mm-hmm. And I landed on the Furby in the sense that you put the coins in the Furby's mouth. And I thought that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Some parts that I had that I struggled with was after I had covered a balloon in the paper mache and let it dry, I had to make the face of the Furby to get it look like a Furby, you know?
Okay.
How it's that it's a flatter surface, it has like these little eyes and a mouth and stuff, so I had some trouble with that because it was a very round, oblong surface.
Yeah.
And so to overcome that, I decided that this hard piece of plastic, like the lid to Tupperware, was the perfect material to put the face on.
Yeah.
And so after I had made the face, I had to figure out, okay, how can I cut into this paper mache form to make to fit a mouth? And I had found some materials that were very that were the similar shape to the beak of Furbies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had made it just enough space between them to make it to fit coins and stuff so that I could feed these coins into the Furby.
And so that's a good point that I want to remind the listeners of, is that an artist and an engineer have something in common, if they're not one and the same person, and that is you're walking around the world constantly aware of shape, texture, possibilities for building new things, right? So you were obviously thinking Furby, I need parts for the face, and then you come upon this thing, Tupperware lid thing, and you're like, that's it, I got it, there's my Furby, right? But in order to do that and realize that, you have to be looking at your world with an artist's eyes, right? With a designer's eyes, with that mindset, right?
Yes.
Otherwise, that thing would, you'd walk right by it and be like, oh, that's just a Tupperware lid. I need to go to the craft store and buy eyes, right?
It's whenever I'm looking at anything, I always think back to my artist and my graphic design roots. You know, like if I see certain signs and billboards, I can think of what font they're in based on what I've learned is good and bad design. Mm-hmm. I can see how different things could look like different objects. It's called pareidolia. To see something else in a form that's not like that. Like seeing shapes and clouds that look like dogs. Or like little sailboats and little faces on little containers and stuff. To be able to look at something and be able to see it used in another form is something that I always like to think about when I'm in the world.
Good. So another project that I remember you working on in the sculpture room was your pizza box chair.
Yes.
Now, I want you to talk about that, and I want you to tap into what you said before about the messaging, right? So you're a designer of objects, right? And you engineer these objects with your artist's thinking. And so that piece, for our listeners, was a chair built out of, was it?
Little Caesar's pizza boxes,
right? And so what sort of message would the viewer derive from what you built?
Well, this little chair was for a little man, the pizza man.
Oh.
The Little Caesar himself.
Pizza. Yep, that one.
It was a recliner as well, so it did have a bottom portion that came out for the feet to rest upon.
Of course it did.
It was reclined back, and it also had a cup holder.
Mm-hmm.
All made of cardboard, you know, slot construction.
Yeah.
It did take me, it actually didn't take me that long to make it, you know, because I had this thought in my head, like, what can I do with cardboard, right? And I thought chair. I'm like, okay, I can make a simple chair. I'm like, you know what, let me make it a recliner chair, right?
Right.
It's always
you
a thought of
chair.
Yeah.
And you thought cardboard, and you put those two together because they are both very traditionally linear and geometric in form. The cardboard boxes are geometric.
Yeah.
The chairs are usually geometric. Neither of them are built organically with round edges. These are very square. So that's a natural thing for you, right?
Now, and I also thought, after this chair, I thought, wait a minute. You know, I could make a simple old boxy chair, but what if I take it a step further and add angles to it, right? Mm-hmm. To give it the slanted back, mm-hmm. the ability to have a front that not only is slanted forward, but can also be,
movable, right?
Movable, yeah. Yes. I thought that would make it much more interesting.
Okay.
And, from a architectural standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. I've been told that is a fine piece of work.
Yeah. And also, you, whether you realize it or not, it was interesting to see the patterning that was happening from the print on the exterior of the pizza boxes. That was nice to see, the repetition of color and shape on the boxes.
Yes.
Right? It kind of almost looked like deliberately placed for... almost like if it was a fabric-covered chair, it would be like a pattern on a print, right?
Yes. I did move some of the boxes in certain ways so that you can see the Brandon mm-hmm. A lot better, so it wouldn't look weird like to see the back. I'd like to always show the front so you can see this brand. It's also nice from a designer standpoint, because if you're making something like for a company to advertise mm-hmm. Their business, their brand, it's something that... a lot of people can get behind, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So right now you are in the process of applying for colleges, right?
Yes.
Okay. So where are you planning on going?
My top college mm-hmm. is Mass Art.
Okay.
And
what would you like your major to be?
I'm a little stuck between majors because I have such a love for different forms mm-hmm. of different fields mm-hmm. and Mass Art has a great program where it's a discovery program much like we had here freshman year mm-hmm. where you can it takes you through all 18 or 17 of their different courses to show you that there's so much you can do, and I'd love to go through that freshman and sophomore year. Okay. You don't have to choose your major until either the end of I believe it's either the end of freshman or end of sophomore year. So it's nice to get to experience all those different things because I have such a love for different programs.
Yeah.
I do want to... I've been thinking about the animation field. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of drawing and seeing anime, a lot of shows mm-hmm. that, like, a lot of shows that are so beautiful, mm-hmm. a lot of movies mm-hmm. you can look at, mm-hmm. and it makes me tear up from how gorgeous... Mm-hmm. And how gorgeous it is and how much time and effort people took into making these pieces of art on the screen. It might be a fraction of a second that is shown to us.
Yeah.
I will be so emotional for it. And that is something I love doing.
Nice.
And another thing I've always loved is to build. And to build in a very... to build in a very artistic way.
Yeah.
And a nice form of that has always been Legos for me. Mm-hmm. You always see all these Lego sculptures, all these little buildings and little sets and stuff built of Legos. And I think it's very nice to be able to make something with my own hands that mm-hmm. other people could probably make themselves, like mm-hmm. Lego sets and stuff. And I've heard people, another girl from my class, my graphic design class, talking about there are jobs that Lego hires people for that to build these Lego sets and stuff.
Yep.
And I think that's a very interesting job. So I think if I don't go for...
I think you'd be amazing at that.
Yeah. If I don't go for something along the lines of animation, I go for something along the lines of sculpture.
Or even just toy design. There is a major called toy design mm-hmm. where you can sort of juxtapose the study of child development and how kids' brains develop through play. And the design and creation, that ideation that you love, of forms and shapes that get kids to engage in play thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's something that you want to consider too, is really looking into toy design, because it is a major in many art colleges, and it's a huge field because kids are being given toys, you know, early in their infancy, and those toys now are so important in terms of how kids develop, right? And so we're always trying to get our kids to be smarter quicker. And so I think that might be an interesting field for you to look at, too.
Yeah. As someone who loves a little challenge, you know, a little mental challenge, I think...
You do.
I think making something that not only challenges young people to create...
Yep.
But to build something, anything they want. I think that's beautiful.
Awesome. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up on that beautiful thought that my Sammy just gave us, and I'm going to thank her for coming here today to speak with us about her arts experiences and how she engages her thinking every day on giving people positive messages and some funny, quirky ones, too, through the arts and engineering thinking. Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a great day.